States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next up is item number three, public comments and announcements. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to make any announcements or comments? Okay, hearing none, is there anyone from staff? Is there anyone from the TIERS board? All right, hearing none, we'll move to item number four, which is regular agenda. We'll go to 4.1, which is discussion and possible action to approve the February 5th, 2025 Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone Board Meeting Minutes. Is there anybody who has any questions, comments, or would like to make a motion?
Motion
approved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next up is item number 4.2, discussion and possible action to accept the final year, fiscal year 2024-2025 annual TIERS tax increment reinvestment zone report.
Good evening, Alex Sanchez, Public Works Director. This is the 2025 TIERS report. A little history, this was created in 2011. In 2015, the boundary was redefined or better defined. And then in 2016, there were additional parcels that were added. Oh, I guess it's out of order. So we have additional expenses that we did is we get the decorative median lights for $65,000. We got the pilot project with a floodlight for $13,756. Then we got upgrades on six locations. Sea Ranch Crossing, Cameron County Park Crossing, Southern PR 100 Loop, the 150 Potter Crossing, then the SPI Metro and 360 Potter Crossing for $108,852. Additional miscellaneous was engineering for the parking lot, $59,500, which includes 2025 and 2026. And then we got the engineering for the crosswalk for $24,500. We have a future project expenses for PR 100, the parking lot, which was $345,320, which included the palm tree relocation, also includes the palm tree relocation for $15,000. Electrical upgrades for $9,829, decorative light bulbs for $3,000, and then the pedestrian crossing signage from lime, yellow to lime for $2,333. We also have the median landscaping project. It's gonna be $364,612.50. And then we have the median parking lot repair for $82,000. Another thing that we looking at is the median beacon pilot project, which we don't have a cost yet. So all in all, we have 309 zones. The total account balance is $854,058.09. The city contributes at 100% of 0.262159 per 100 assessed value, which is a $203,000, $715, $203,000, $715.26. The county contributes at 75% of the maintenance operation and maintenance and operation of 0.387046, which is $225,570.68. For a total contribution of $429,285.94. So you have any questions?
Alex, how long do we have till the end of this TIERS period?
We got until next year, I believe.
December
26th.
All
balance that you have, is that going to cover all the expenses till the end of next year?
So we got about 400.
Let Rodrigo answer that one. It looks like he's jumping at it.
Commissioner Benavides, yes, ma'am. The balance will cover the expenses for the remaining projects already encumbered for the year, including the medians that Alex was talking about, the median renovations for more than
$300,000. All right. Well, does someone want to make a motion to accept the fiscal year report?
Make a motion to accept the fiscal year report.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed?
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Seeing that there is no other items on our agenda, we are adjourned, and we will see you back here at 5 o'clock. Thank you.